Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk a little bit about markets. And let's talk a little bit about push and slush, first of all. I understand that's been on the docket here this week, Roy.
Well, we're far enough south of West Point that we actually got some melting this week. And it's kind of interesting because some places where we thought we had the snow all bladed off, there's like 6 inches of ice, and that's turned to slush. And you almost get stuck with a pickup truck without anything in it. It's just really hard to drive in.
Now, we also had talked about this freezing and thawing and some of that snow turning to slush and falling off grain bins. That may affect some of those grain bins and some of the old wiring components and some of the other devices connected to it.
Well, yeah, that snow is really, really heavy. And in my own particular case, I had a couple of bins that were sitting just in the right place so that the snow coming over the windbreak ended up landing on the roof of the bins, and it actually did some damage to the roof just from the weight of it. And when got a bucket truck and got up there and scraped that snow off, in some places it was almost 3 feet deep.
And this kind of goes to the overall thing that I know we talk about a lot, and we've been anticipating this as well, and that's monitoring corn and making sure that it stays in condition. Right, Roy?
Absolutely. It's really tough to do when the weather is like it has been in this last month, but you really need to know what's going on in that grain bin, especially if the grain is peaked up when it warms up, and it will eventually. The moisture migrates to that peak, and that's when you need to be very careful and get the grain either cooled down and dried or moved out of there. Now, in my own case, the bin that I had peaked up, I was able to get in and start hauling corn this week, and the corn was in remarkably good condition. It was drier than I anticipated, and the test weight was running 57 to 58. So worries about the condition of the grain were unfounded in my case, but I'd rather have it that way.
And that doesn't mean that just because you and I talk about it like this that we stop looking at it, right?
No, absolutely not. It's best to check it at least once a week, but notwithstanding the weather conditions and everything, you need to at least be up there once a month, and especially when the temperature starts to change. When our highs go to being in the 40s instead of the 30s, then it's really a concern to have moisture condense on top of that grain and the grain start to crust.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the charts here this week. And can you update us? I know we've been lower most of this week, had a little bit of a recovery yesterday, but where do we stand now, Roy, from the peak that we had early this year?
Well, first of all, this is the time of the year when you expect the grain markets to make yearly lows, and certainly looks like they're going to not disappoint us this time. But beans were about a dollar off the top that we saw just right at the end of the year, and with corn we're about 50 cents off the top. So we've taken quite a bit of the premium out of both those markets. Soybean market's still about 75 cents below about 75 cents above the high that was made in early October, and the corn market's about 50 cents above the high that was made. It wasn't in October, it was a little bit before that. So, we're heading down, but, I like to think that somewhere along here we're going to find a floor and at least get a retracement back up. Looking at the soybean chart, there are actually three gaps on the soybean chart, and if you're a technician, you look at gaps and say, normally you have a breakaway gap, a measuring gap, and an exhaustion gap, and I hope the gap we put in earlier this week was the exhaustion gap and that the market gets tired of going down.
Now, what about the basis? Have you been tracking that in the midst of these downward trends in the market?
Well, here in Cass County, the basis hasn't changed all that much. There's still a lot of grain moving. The co-op that I do business with, they had their annual meeting this week, and the manager told us that after harvest, they had four piles of corn on the ground, and two of those are completely cleaned up, and the third one is in the process. So, and the elevators are taking any grain that farmers want to bring in. So, still demand. The grain is still moving, but there's just an awful lot of it out there, and at some point the farmers are going to want to get this grain out of their bins, and you know that probably will be the thing that causes the basis to slip.
I'm not sure if this is a fair question, but I'll post it anyway. You know, from the people that you talk to and the co-ops and things like that, do you get the idea that the grain that is moving has been priced and it's coming into delivery now, or do you think these are cash sales?
Well, there's some of both, and you know, I guess the thing that's kind of hard to figure out is that there's a lot of corn that was cash forward contracted for December or January delivery, and farmers haven't been able to get it. I have a bin rented to a farming operation that's in that situation, and they're anxious to get the corn going, but right now there's a 4-foot snow the unloading auger, so that's an issue. I think what corn is moving, probably a lot of it is forward priced, and that won't add to the sales.
All right. Let's kind of wrap things up here for this week and just kind of give us some ideas. What are some of the things we should be looking for here as we go through mid-January to the end of the month?
Well, I guess the thing that I would look for is any indication that the market could be making a bottom. I don't know when that'll be. I'd say good chance it'll be sometime within the next month. But if you have corn that you need to move, go ahead and move it. If you can work out some kind of deal to get some short-term commercial storage, fine. If not, you know, corn over $3 a bushel is still better than rotten corn, so watch that quality and watch the moisture conditions and get it gone when it needs to.
Very good. For folks that want more information on that marketing plan, how do they get a hold of you?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website, and I will be in Washington County next Wednesday doing a Winning the Game workshop.
That starts at 1 p.m. on Wednesday at the Washington County Extension Office in Blair. We look forward to seeing you.
Okay, great.
And we'll talk to you again next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.